Welcome to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I am your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team, here to lead conversations and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in our show notes and check out our website for all the blogs and guides you would ever need about MTSS. Family engagement plays a vital role in the success of MTSS, and creating meaningful connections that help every student thrive is essential. Today, I'm excited to explore this topic with Maria Quiñones Ford, an experienced RTI facilitator with 23 years in education and 6 years devoted to her current role. Maria's dedication to partner with teachers and families to support academic success brings a wealth of insight to this important conversation. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here. I would love for you to share just a little bit about the district that you're in and your role. And we'll just dive right in and talk about family engagement.
Okay. So my district I'm in is Wyandanch on Long Island, New York. It's a low poverty district. So very high needs, very parents need supports. So family engagement is vital to making sure that our school district and children are successful and they get what they need.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm so excited to have you here and to talk about family engagement, because I think it is essential in any school to engage the families, because, you know, these are their children. So I would love for you to talk a little bit about how your district really defines family engagement and why it plays such an important role in the work that you do.
Well, I definitely believe that family engagement is key to success, because it takes a village to raise a child, and we are the village. So I lead with that when I do meet with parents about how important it is that we are all involved, that they should not take a back seat. And just our district wants them to know, although academics are important, how else can we engage the parents to want to come to the school and be involved in their learning, and for parents to know that there's learning in everything? I get some chuckles when we have to work on reading skills, and I tell the parents, let them read the comic book, let them read the sign. They go, comic book? Really? And I'm like, yes, it's reading. Reading is reading. So it does help with finding different strategies and letting the parents know that they are doing something right at home, and being involved is important. And children do know that we do speak to each other, so they can't try and pull a fast one on any of us either.
Yeah. Well, and I think that that's such an essential part of family engagement, is really partnering with the parents, and that you're on the same team, because then it is really helps that the parent not feel so alone if the student is struggling or if the student is in need of support. Because oftentimes I've encountered those parents that have felt like, I've been trying all my best and I am run out of ideas. And so it's always good to help them know that they have a partner in the school.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit. I mean, you kind of dove into this a little bit, but let's talk about some of those strategies or programs that you've introduced in your district to bring families into the fold when it comes to supporting students, particularly with MTSS.
Okay, so one main thing that we embraced full-heartedly when New York State put in RTI expectations is having parents involved in the meetings and making sure they come and help with the goals and the plans, and knowing how important it is that what strategies are put in place. So this way they can do it at home and we can do it in school. We also have another organization called Scope that comes in and helps us plan other family engagement nights. Although academics is involved in everything, it doesn't always look academic, because we're doing a family paint night or we're doing a family carnival night. So this way they want to come. So this way, at times when we have to have the hard conversation that your child's not meeting expectations or we need help other ways, they're not always coming to the school thinking that it's for a negative.
Yeah. Yeah. Building those positive relationships takes more, takes more than just an academic kind of intervention or academic night or conversation. It really does take providing opportunities for the parents to come into the school, and form those connections with teachers. And I always think with any relationship, you got to have shared experiences. And so some of those like paint nights or carnivals or whatever it is about bringing the parent, letting the parents feel safe in that environment as well.
We also implemented parent walkthroughs during the school day. So they can come in and do a read aloud with their child and a craft with their child. I try and do it during school budget vote day. So they come into the school and they vote for their budget and they get to see other things going on and the concerts and participating. And then they also get to hear the teachers modeling the type of questions because our parents go, okay, I read with them. Okay, great. But now let's dig a little deeper. What type of questions should you be asking? So they could see that modeling as well.
Yeah, that's really great. I love that. I love the idea of like the different activities of, you know, that you're talking about. And particularly, I think helping parents understand that they're such a part of that academic development, right? Like reading to your child, you know, is so essential, but like maybe even going beyond just the reading of like, oh, what's the prompt to ask them? Like, you know, some parents may not even think in that direction and don't have that same training as an educator might to know how to like instinctively ask those questions. So sometimes providing them resources can be really helpful when they're feeling lost of like, I want to support my student. I just don't know how.
And I want parents to know it's okay to ask. Yes. And I always set end the meeting going, we are here together to help. So if you don't know something, ask. That's what we're here for. What strategies, what supports, which helps with having that engagement and that positive reinforcement that they feel comfortable enough to ask.
Yeah. Well, and I even think that even, you know, those that may not know what to ask, they're like, I know I'm lost. I don't even know what to ask. So it's like some of that work is anticipating what questions might they be curious about. And so I love that the work that you're doing in that way. Can you tell me a little bit more about the organization you said Scope? Is this an outside community organization or is it
it's an outside non-for-profit organization that works in many different school districts across Long Island to do. We also have enrichment programs that they help sponsor, and the family engagement nights are done in the evening or on a Saturday that they will help us with planning it, providing food, and all those things to attract the parents and family members to want to come back and do these wonderful activities.
I think that you like the idea that there are organizations out there in communities that want to help schools in some way. And I think that you've kind of like, even though that maybe this organization exists for family engagement, there are probably organizations, you know, those that are listening, thinking about, are there organizations in your community that want to support the school in some way? And you need funding for a community, a family night. Those are the easy asks for some of those, you know, whether it be a Rotary Club or something, you know, something that exists in a community, they want to help a school out in some way. And I think that family engagement is a really family, because it's also family and community engagement, right? It's engaging the communities and helping students. So I love that's an organization that you lean on. So
I was just going to say community. I lean on the library. Everyone has a public library, or some communities have youth centers. So how else can we get out into the community to help the families that do go to our school and work together to make sure things are going on successfully?
Yeah. One of the things I know in my experience that I remember our school leaders talking a lot about is that sometimes parents coming to the school, right, is difficult. And so trying to find ways to engage with families outside of just the school building. And so I think that those other community, like having a community night at a public library, right? It's not the school, but you can engage families in that way.
We've had it at the public park because our school has a park right across the street. So we've had engagement days at the park.
Yeah. Cause it's almost like removing that barrier of like, you have to come to us, but more of like, we're going to come to you, I think is really helpful for that family engagement. And it provides like what kind of a neutral space, right? Some families may feel threatened going into the school all the time, right? Especially if they've had struggles with their student and they've only come to school for those really hard conversations. You need a neutral ground to build that relationship with them.
Agreed.
So, I mean, speaking of some of those challenges, I'm sure that you have, you know, faced a lot of different challenges in getting families involved. What are some of those roadblocks that maybe you've encountered and how have you worked through those?
One of the hardest roadblocks is getting them to come, whether it's because they are nervous to come or their work schedule is not allowing them to come because they have to work so many hours. So, thanks to COVID and realizing that we could do lots of video meets or phone conferences, I do have more parent involvement during some MTSS meetings because they can step away for 5 to 10 minutes and take that phone call. So they are more involved that way. And then I also try and plan daytime activities for the parents that work at night and then nighttime activities for the parents that work during the day, and also give them enough notice if possible so they can adjust their schedule to attend some family engagement events.
I actually love that you named that whole, like, how COVID opened this door to like virtual attendance for parents. Because I know when we started having parent conferences online, I visited with so many more parents than I did like them. It prevented that barrier of them having to get to school at a certain time and they could just log on from their phone and we have that conversation. It was so much easier to schedule out. And I was really pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, well, this works out great that they're able to attend virtually. It made it more normal for that.
Yeah, I know I have some parents and sometimes I'm the same way, that I need the face-to-face in-person interaction. So I still offer that as well, but we do have more involvement when they're able to just pick up the phone.
Yeah, I agree. So with that too, I mean, you talked a little bit about your sort of school demographics, and I know that this is becoming more and more of a norm, is that we have very culturally diverse schools all over the country. And so what would you say about like engaging families of different cultures, you know, and backgrounds, and making them feel heard and seen? Like what's your experience been like in that way? And maybe what are some strategies that you've taken?
So we try and recognize every culture as much as possible, but it's a whole gamut. So we might miss some not intentionally and have some type of event in the evening, the kids performing, art shows. And just for the parents to feel that they're heard, our district did purchase Language Line. So we can, if we can't communicate, we can pick up the phone and have the conversation that way. So they are feeling heard. When I do run meetings for MTSS, I let the parents speak first. So then they're not spoken at. They are part of the conversation, and I have them feel involved and that they're important. And I feel that that is a great way to open up any type of meeting.
I love that. I think that like translation apps and translation tools are becoming so much more a norm now. And I think that making sure to utilize those is really key for family engagement, not depending on the student to translate. I know I was in middle school and we had translators, but sometimes there were students that would translate for their parents. And I think having that offering is really helpful, and it just makes it so much less intimidating for parents to come in, you know, if they don't speak English or the language of the teacher. So I think that can be really helpful to engage those backgrounds. And I love that you name having cultures a part of different events. I know in a school that I worked in, we launched like a culture night, and to try to celebrate some of the different cultures represented in the schools, and really invited parents and families to be a part of that, whether it be through food, which I think is a great unifier,
that is a big unifying experience, right?
To experience different food from other cultures, and music and dance and other and art, I think is a great way to engage families in that way for other cultures. Okay. So kind of talking, I mean, this sort of lends, to the idea that collaboration is such a big part of the work of family engagement, collaborating with families. you know, how does your district get teachers, staff, and families working together as a united team? What's the step to make sure that they're always in collaboration?
Besides bribing them, it's everyone is in it because they want to be here and they want to help the children and they want the parents to come and take part in it. And you know, everybody has their special niche, and I know what teachers to flag for what event I want them to help with, and I work from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have any, as far as certain procedures or protocols when it comes to that MCSS process and making sure that there is really solid collaboration as part of supporting students?
So every person that has a hand in helping a child learn and grow receives a form from me that they have to complete saying, this is the goal we worked on, this is the progress we made, or these are the struggles we're still seeing. And I tweak it to meet their needs of what they're doing with their child, whether it's an ENL teacher that pulls them out separately or an AIS math or reading teacher. Sometimes I need a report from the social worker or a guidance counselor. So every person has their own individual report that they have to hand back to me before I have the meeting with the whole team and the parents.
Yeah. Do the parents fill out that form as well?
No, the parents do.
Okay. Okay. But you take the results of those forms.
And then they get a letter mailed home to them with how the meeting went, the notes from the meeting, the goals we're all working on to then meet again in about 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay. Are the parents a part of those meetings?
Yes. I try and get parents in every meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really huge for the parents to really understand exactly the ways that teachers are supporting the students. Cause I think sometimes parents can feel like they're outside. And I think the older the student gets, the more that they feel sort of outside of what's happening with students. Uh-huh. So I think the more involved that they are, it's and more kind of in the loop of things.
And the importance of parents in the upper grades, especially high school, that they need to be involved still. It's not that your child is 15, 16, 17, and you, your hands are done. No, we need you involved all the way.
Yes, I totally understand that. So do you have kind of a story that comes to mind when you think about involving families, you know, how it maybe made a difference for the success of a student in MTSS?
I don't have one specific story. I just can think back to, as long as I've been in this role, how many positive experiences I have had and relationships I've made with the parents, and seeing through the data and the follow-up meetings, the progress they're making, seeing that, and you could see what families put in the work through the growth of the student and how comfortable the parents are every time they meet with me by the end. Because sometimes I'm with those parents for 3 or 4 years because I'm kindergarten through fifth grade, and I get the hugs and the, I saw growth, they're doing great. And I remind them that working with your child is helping too. We see the progress you're making.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure like seeing that throughout, you know, like their involvement throughout the journey, right? And I always think that, you know, we all have sort of a drop in the bucket of a student's experience. And so knowing that the parents get to sort of see that day in, day out, like they're with them all the time. And so I think that I can see how that really is rewarding to see over the years of like the involvement that the parents can make a big difference.
And then seeing them in the grocery store or on the street, and they go, you remember me? And I ask how their child is and that they're making progress still. And they're so happy to be able to report back to me, makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So I would love to talk a little bit about what would you say to other districts that are really going after this work with parent engagement? Like what advice would you give to a district of like, hey, we're having struggle with family engagement. What advice would you give to them?
Communication and transparency is key. Parents want to feel heard. They want to feel valued. They don't want to feel like they're on the attack. So getting them to buy in and know the importance of being involved in their child's education. Once you get them bought in, it's smooth sailing from there.
Yeah. I love that you named just how that communication is so essential, because like we said, when they're out of the loop, oftentimes I always think like when there's lack of communication, we can fill it in with a negative narrative, right? That it's us against the school, or you're not doing enough to help my child, that kind of thing. But when there's continual communication, we can build like a solid relationship and a positive narrative that they know that the school is there helping their student. And so I think you're right, like that continual communication to help parents feel in the loop. And knowing that we are all a part of a team trying to help a student, like it takes a village, like you said.
Yes.
And I think that that's such a good mindset to take, is that we're all there for the success of the student, to help support them.
That's my goal.
Well, I do you have anything else that you would love to share with our audience, just about any resources or other things that you have helped you in the work that you're doing with family engagement that you think that our audience should know about?
One thing I always tell my parents when they question why I ask so many questions or why there are so many people on the team to help and support is, my line is, we are made up of a million puzzle pieces, and we are trying to figure out the puzzle pieces that help to create a plan to put your child together to be on the road to success. And then they go, oh, okay. And it kind of like puts it into place as to why we are being so involved with helping to create this plan for their child.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great way to have perspective. Yeah. Cause it can be intimidating, right? To walk into the room and you're like, oh, there's like 10 people here.
Yeah. Or why are they asking about how my child was developing from birth till now and all those different things? And I'm like, any piece of information that you can tell me about your child might help us understand them better to put a better plan in place for them.
Yeah. Well, I love that. That's such a great note to end on. Thank you so much for chatting with me today about family engagement. And I love that the things that you shared just about accessing resources in the community and just supporting students and really engaging with families. I can tell just from the way that you talk about the families that you really care about the community and in your school. So thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcasts on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branchy Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchyminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branchy Minds.